Well, good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. Please, family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. And we thank you so much for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with this call, the Master's Call, Lord. We are just shouting for joy over your victory working within us, Lord. And we thank you for our founders of this call, our beautiful Dr. P.K. Patton and our beautiful Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. Thank you for giving them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. And thank you for the artist life family that we have, Lord, the Diaz de Leon family, and for the Kings of Artists, and for every single distributor and customer that we have in artists, Lord. And we know that you are working, you're doing exceedingly above all that we can ask for or imagine according to your power working within us, Lord. And we thank you for the body of Christ and for every single caller in on this call and every single listener and speaker, Lord. Holy Spirit, just continue to open up our spiritual senses and our spiritual ears and hearts to hear and receive what you have for us on this line this morning, Lord. And we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. In King Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this May We Shout for Joy Over Your Victory Wednesday. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm going to go ahead and call on our Heavenly Host to continue. Heavenly Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen. Amen. Good morning to you, Minister Rebecca, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you again for that tag and also for that powerful prayer this morning. We give God glory for you and Minister Gracie. Safe travels for her to school and your daughter, Anna Clara. We give God glory for all of you this morning. And also, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our Holy Spirit for getting us up this morning and starting us on our way. We give God glory for each and every one of you who have joined us this morning. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Rebecca, say welcome to the Master's Call. And even our newcomer, I think it's Miss Diane that's joined us this morning. We give God glory for you for being here for the very first time. And let me give you a little bit about this call. We started back in October 2010, and I tell you, two dynamic, anointed, and appointed women of God started this call. They said yes. And they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and we call her Miss Super Fantastic. And then we have our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. This call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and we see that God has definitely manifested in a great way, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and anyone that you may come in contact with them and tell them, hey, this is a great, great way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all our messages have been archived there from way back in 2010. That's totally awesome. So there's a buffet of messages where you can always go and hear a word from the Lord. Now, what I love is that we have a theme for the year, and we're standing on it mightily. It is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did so lovingly and graciously, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may have a word from the Lord, we definitely want to hear it. Please send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to the same info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, God has blessed many of us to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company from that originated in Mexico, and it's in over 70 countries now. And it started by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 going on 27, we're very close to 27 years. And here this company is Artist International. Now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life. And we are in the business of helping people with their health as well as their wealth. And it's such a phenomenal thing to do, to serve as unto the Lord, to help people with their health. And we have so many testimonies what these products are doing for so many. Now, all roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are so excited because we are having our Artists United Conference at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, September 22nd through the 24th. So we're going to start off with a presentation, orientation, and let everybody know what this company is all about, having training Saturday, and we're going to finish it off with a powerful service Sunday morning where our very own Pastor Lavona Lewis will be ministering that morning. So you want to be in the place. Get yourselves registered in the back office or get with the person that have connected with you and gotten you on this call, or either just get on the new morning motivational call, which is coming on right after this call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where you will hear about a topic that will really enhance your enlightenment and let you know what we're all about and what these products are doing for so many. And that is done by our very own Queen Victoria, our power couple health. She and her husband, King Reggie, will be on the call, the Flanagans. So get on that call, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, I'll get back with you later with some more information, but this time we're getting ready to hear a word from on high, and it will be given to us by our very own wonderful evangelist, Wanda Walker, who is the woman of God who has accepted the Lord as her personal Savior back in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church, under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of that particular church. Then she was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, he led her to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late, great Apostle Richard D. Hinton, out of Chicago, Illinois. She is currently a member and has served as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 90s, and she is an anointed preacher, teacher, and she helps hurting women who have suffered abuse. She's been in the ministry with the women's ministry as a financial secretary. She's also been an assistant Sunday school teacher. She has worked as God has led her to do so, to serve as unto the Lord. She has a call on her life, of course, to preach and teach the gospel of the responsibility of Jesus Christ, and she has also spoken in various areas, especially at an event in Gary, Indiana. She has spoken at retreats, and we are so thankful that she is a part of the great TMC family. We love and appreciate her. She is an artist distributor, and she resides in Chicago, Illinois. She is a wife. She's a mother. She's a grandmother, and she is a loving sister. We so appreciate her. She puts a smile on all of our faces. We introduce to some, present to others, none other than evangelist Wanda Walker. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, I am, my sister. God bless you.
Love bless you. Take it away. Love you too, darling. Take it away.
Okay. Well, good morning, TMC family. I thank God, first of all, for waking me up with a mind to serve him. And I also thank God for Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. I thank God for this opportunity to come before his people. Thank God for y'all saying yes. I thank God for the artist, Desion family. I thank God for Artist Life that connected us. God is so good. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just come to you to tell you that I love you, I extol you, I adore you, and I need you. Father God, I sit down, but I ask that you will speak through my lips of clay. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Amen. Well, God bless you all, love you all, and thank God for you, my sister, with the tag. Psalms 25, may we shout for joy over your victory. Thank you. God bless you. The title is New Beginning with a Fresh Start. A new beginning with a fresh start. Now, you know, in the beginning of creation, God in Genesis 1, and you can read Genesis 1 and 2, and you will see in the beginning of God creation, he created all things in 6 days with making it a new way. Now, on the 7th day, he rested from all his labors. And you know, in the Bible, number 8 means what? A new beginning. And we are in the month of August, which is number 8. A new beginning. So we know through his divine covenant and later through his divine law, the season after creation is what? The 8th day, which is a new beginning for God's relationship with his people, which is us. The God we serve is a God of new beginning. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. And it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we experience a new beginning when we became born again by passing from death of sin into the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. Let's go now to Revelations 21 and the 5th verse. And it reads, And he that sat upon the throne, which is the Lord our God, behold, he said, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Now, new. New means beginning again, a new attempt. Number two, as if new and fresh, a new fresh, a fresh start. And you go with new courage. Number three, different, changed, renewed. You feel like a new person. New things. Behold, God said, I make all things new. Now, let's go to Isaiah 48 and verse 6. And it reads, thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shewed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. God showed us, speaking through the eagle prophet. He wrote this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God is doing a new thing, and it will spring forth. Let's go to Isaiah 43:19, and it reads, behold, the prophet Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet said, I will do a new thing, the Lord speaking through him. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the beasts. The Lord said, behold, I'm doing a new thing, and it's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? The God we serve is a God of new beginnings, one who was able to give us a fresh start as we submit our lives to him. I said, Lord, I submit my life to you. Lord, I surrender to you. But a lot of times when he began to show me what he want me to do, or I keep hearing confirmations, my fleshly part don't want to do it. But he always give us something to do. If you want a new beginning, a fresh start, then it's not just starting out. It didn't just start with us being born again, having a new relationship with him. God want to bring us to a season of a new beginning, a fresh start. And he started with me, with decluttering my house. God been wanting me to do this for a long time. And my fleshly part, when I began to look at all the things that I had accumulated and some things I did not know until I start decluttering my house. I said, oh, my God, I did not know I had this. I forgot about this. I forgot about that. The enemy, he come to hinder. He know God wants to give me a fresh start, so he wanted to keep me with all these things that was in my way, so that he was blocking, so that I cannot have a fresh start, so that I cannot submit to the Lord. God said, Wanda, I'm giving you an, I'm talking about Wanda. And it's first naturally so. And God is dealing with the natural. He said, get my house in order. Declutter. Get rid of stuff. And God, and you cannot be a blessing to people. It all started with me, with helping a lady in her garage sale. She asked me, would you help me? I helped her, and the Lord said, you got a lot of stuff. And the Lord opened up the door for her to let me bring my stuff. And I've been decluttering, and that's been over a month.
I've been decluttering my house ever since. I had to take a break. I did not know I had all these things. So how much more will my spiritual man be blessed as I take care of the natural? My eating habits. I'm in the health and wellness business, artist life. And guess what? I don't eat right. I'm not saying that, you know, we cannot eat cookies or cake or something every now and then. But that's the business I'm in. So I ought to represent, I ought to be a good advertisement for my business. I've been hearing one of my daughters, she's eating fruits and vegetables. My granddaughter, she's eating fruits and vegetables. She done lost weight. My son-in-law told his wife, I want to start eating right. My girlfriend, her and her husband, a vegan. She say, we're starting, Wanda. We're in the process. I keep hearing this. Then my husband brings me a salad yesterday, and he has never brought me a salad with no meat. I said, what is this? It's no meat in here. He said, oh, it's not? He said, I didn't know. I didn't want to get you the other one. I said to myself, Lord, I hear you. He don't know. God was using him. God is talking to me. He's telling me, Wanda, eat fruits and vegetables. It's the time for me to come away and cleanse my system. No, I'm not saying I'm going to be a vegan. You know, the only way I will be is if God make me one. But I'm in the health and wellness business, and I should look the part. And I am getting a fresh start. It started yesterday. I have to do. This is what I have to do. And, you know, we as a people, we used to eating all the wrong things. But I said yes to the Lord. He's going to have his way with me. And in having his way with me, I got to do it the way he want me to do it and not the way I want to do it. Oftentimes, you know, we feel overwhelmed by circumstances, beaten down by the cares of this world, discouraged because it seems like our prayer is not being answered. But you know what? I kept saying, Lord, my change is going to come. I'm waiting on my change. My change is going to come. So God is releasing a new beginning, anointing for me and for whoever else that want it. A refresh, that we will be refreshed. A signal of a fresh start in areas wherever the enemy has fought you hard in. And he has fought me hard when it comes to food. In situations where nothing has seemed to change. And that didn't seem to change for me. I would do it one day, and the next day, I'm back in the same place. I ask God, help me, Lord. I need an experience. I need a fresh start, a new beginning in areas of my life where that enemy has tried so hard to work against me. And it is food. It is exercising my flesh, anything that my flesh don't want to do, I would do. I do what my flesh want to do, rather, not what the Lord want me to do. I was at a health fair last week, and the lady got up there talking about being healthy. She was big. The people was not listening. I said, oh, my God. I can't stand up there talking about you, and look at me. I'm eating up everything, constantly going for seconds. I have to be a light shining out of darkness. I said, Lord, I want a fresh start in my spirit. Whatever you want, a fresh start, whatever you want, a new beginning. Is it in your finances? Is it in your health? Is it with your family? Whatever you want, a new beginning, a fresh start. Start. You can start now. Time is to continue to feel refreshed, renewed, instead of stressed or worried or burdened down. God is doing a new thing. It has sprung forth. Let it start with you. Don't listen to what the devil wants you to do. Don't do what he wants you to do. Do what God wants you to do. Start now. Be that number one advertisement. When you walk out that door, let it be a new beginning for you. Let the people see the Christ in you, number one, and let them see you talk about your product and you working towards being healthy, helping others to be healthy. Let's start a fresh start, a new beginning in Christ. He's doing it in my finances. Now he needs to do it in my health, and I'm going to let him. I love him. I love you all. God bless you all. A fresh start, a new beginning for you and for me. All you have to do is submit.
Love you. In the hands of the host.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you, Evangelist Wanda Walker, that was a powerful, powerful message. A fresh start. A new beginning in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for hearing from the Spirit of God and delivering his word this morning. We will now go before the Lord in prayer, and we will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Father God, we glorify you and we honor you for being the Most High God. Besides you, Lord, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us out of darkness into your great light. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that have cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So we bow down before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So, Father, we ask that your glory fill our temples, that your glory manifest itself in such a way, Father God, that you will be glorified through us, in us, and for us. We thank you, Lord God, for this special call, Lord God, that you have given us a message, a fresh start in you. And, Lord God, we start with on our knees, bowing down, giving your name glory and honor. We start off, Lord God, saying praise to the Most High God. And, Lord God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you just fill the temple and fill the virtues of your love, your peace, your joy, your goodness, your mercy, and let it overtake Minister Wanda Walker, Lord God. We thank you for this woman of God that have richly given us your word, O Father, that we can start anew in you. And we thank you, Father, that as you lead us and guide us into all truth, Father, that we will hear what the Spirit has to say. So we ask that you continue to bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We ask that you bless her family, her surroundings, her church family, Lord God. Thank you for blessing her community in such a manner, Father God, that she'll see your glory around her being, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the women of God who said yes. We ask that you continue to strengthen them. We ask you, Father, that you heal the body of Mr. James Flanagan, Lord God. We call him healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for renewing and restoring like never before. We call him, Father God, that he is the heal by you, O God. And we thank you in advance for doing the work from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for Robin's sister, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen and that you bless, Lord God, in such a manner that she will see your glory, Father. We thank you for our platinum of Veronica, Lord God, that you just continue to strengthen her, Father God. She may have received one report, but Lord God, we know the report we will believe, and that is the report of the Lord. So we call her the healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for all those that are sick and shut in. Our very own Kendra Carter, we call her healed. We thank you, Father, for strengthening the bereaved, Father God, the loved ones that have whose loved ones have gone home. Lord God, comfort and strengthen life. like none other. We thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Continue to strengthen the Artist Family and Artists United Conference. Lord, we know that your spirit will fill the temple like never before. Continue to bless those, Lord God, as they prepare to be there. And, Lord God, we know that you will meet the need. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we're getting ready to go to the new morning motivational call. But I tell you first, you want to share this message with someone, and that number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same. 957-677-pound. And then we're going to the new morning motivational call where the Flanagans will be speaking on asthma. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. I want to thank our guests for showing up on the call this morning. We love and appreciate you. Please join us again, and we so graciously thank God for you, Gloria and Garia. And also, we want to say thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone. And, oh, my goodness, thank you, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that powerful, fresh word this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
Yes, God bless you, my sister. Let's just start today. Leave the past in the past and just start afresh today, step by step, so that the Lord can continue to bless us in our endeavors. I love you all so much. May God continue to bless you all richly until we meet again on the call tomorrow. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Have a royal day. Bye-bye.